Potential Cast, Season 4 Bonus Episode. Gabby, Illyrio, and Kim put their knowledge of Buffy to the test while I enjoy a relaxing birthday with my husband.
Aww.
Thank you, guys. Aww. Thanks, Robin.
My name isn't Stephanie.
But my name is Cam.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Illyrio. And today, we have something very special planned. Robin, would you like to let everyone know what we're doing?
I don't know the words. You took my hand. Wait,
oh,
no.
We're playing a foolish game.
Yes. I just
love that song.
I just want to hold myself. All right, so.
Oh, crap, it didn't record. Boo!
You didn't record that?
No. Well, us, yeah, but the song didn't.
Oh. That's going to sound completely messed up. Robin, what are we doing today? Singing Jewel.
Oh, it's playing. Yeah, it was there. It's just subtle. We're good.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just cut that out. Yay! So what are we doing today?
Well, Stephanie has the night off, and I figured...
Slacker.
I figured it'd be kind of fun, since I have you guys here, to kind of test your Buffy knowledge so far.
So no internet, no notes.
No internet.
Just
no
memory.
Notes, just memory.
Awesome.
I mean, you've seen 3.5 seasons so far. And just so you know, the night we're recording this, the Buffy finale aired 9 years ago today.
Wow.
So it's almost like we're paying tribute.
We are paying tribute.
So, I have in front of me 24 questions.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Yes. So, don't take a long time answering, okay? Jeez. Really drag the show
down. Robin, are you going to be able to keep score as well?
Yes.
Awesome.
I wouldn't trust either of you. Does either work for three people?
No, I think you need to say any of you.
Any?
Okay. I did learn to speak English. So yeah, we have, of course, four categories. Can you guess what they are? Season one, season two, season three, and potent potables. No, and season four.
Robin, Robin, I've heard you do trivia many times. These are by far the laziest categories you have ever come up with.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Just just admit and we can move on.
These are the ladies. These are the ladies.
Now you're being sexist, too.
Where's the category for lesbian witches?
We haven't seen any yet, technically speaking.
That's what you're talking about.
That's right. We're just assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So, for anybody listening in the future, you guys have only watched up to Goodbye, Iowa, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
So therefore, none of these questions will be asked to you about anything past Goodbye, Iowa. Okay. So there are six questions in each season, and I will make sure to note what questions have been asked and, of course, what points are there. We're going to do it in the order that makes the most sense. We're going to have Gabby go first, Illyrio go second, and Kim go third.
Gack.
Also, if you cannot answer a question, the person that goes after you can steal. If that person cannot get it either, the person after that person can steal. If nobody can get it at all, obviously, the point just goes in the trash can.
It becomes dust.
Yes, it turns to dust. It's been staked. You do not lose any points for getting anything wrong or saying pass, you know, or letting somebody else steal or whatever. But, you know, you obviously earn a point if you get the question right.
Okay.
Just so that's all clear.
Mm-hmm. Is there a switch?
There are no switch-its.
Yay!
There are no switch-its. That
damn
is all about lazy trivia writing. So I hope I did this justice, and I hope these are all as tough as I made them. I would only know because they are only there in front of me. So
you paint such a clear picture of it.
Thank you.
A word. All right, let's just get it on.
Yeah. Gabby, you can pick I guess just pick a season and I'll keep track of what questions go. So go ahead.
Season one.
I knew it.
Ooh.
Season one.
Starting at the beginning. Why not?
Uh-huh.
Gabby.
Yes.
What song does Cordelia sing in the talent show?
What the what?
What?
What song does Gabby, what song does Cordy sing in the talent show? I believe.
I can fly.
I can fly. No, not that one.
I pass.
Gabby, you pass. Illyrio, do you have a guess or would you like to pass as well?
I'm going to guess that it's a Whitney Houston song. And I'm going to guess that it's the one that talks about let the children, they are the future. What is it? Give them a sense of pride. Make it easier.
Let them work through it, folks.
Get there.
Let the children pray.
This will really suck if it's not the right answer.
The greatest love of all. Is that
that's
the song?
Correct.
Yay.
That was a little pitchy.
What did you call me?
Illyrio, you have the next question.
I do indeed. Season three, please.
Season three. Okay. This is a quote. Once again, the Hellmouth puts the special in special occasion. In what episode does Oz say that line in?
Oh, I do not know the names of episodes, so...
Oh, that's too bad. You're going to have a real hard time with this. I would think that you guys spending more than an hour for each episode would at least remember the episodes.
Not even a little bit.
All right. Well,
I'm going to say the prom.
Illyrio is on the board with 2 points now.
Wow.
Kim, zero.
Kim, go.
What question would you like?
I will take season four.
Season four. I kind of stepped up with the difficulty on these ones since they're so recent for you guys.
Awesome. Great.
Don't worry. I'm going to tell you the episode title. Here we go. In The Freshman, what book was very important to Eddie, the first friend Buffy makes on campus?
I want to say, Catcher in the Rye?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Gabby, would you like to take a shot?
Wuthering Heights?
No. Illyrio.
I'm going to say Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
Sorry, you're all wrong. Was Of Human Bondage.
No, never in a million years would I have gotten it.
It's the book, his favorite book and the only thing you left behind, I believe. Something like that. Okay, so I think we're back to Gabby. What season would you like?
Well, no one's chosen anything from season two yet.
All right. Season two is a quote.
Oh, chicka-wow-wow.
Who said this? Think of me as your judge, jury, and executioner.
Huh? Am I watching this show? Oh, crap. the judge?
Is that your guess?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Damn. That is
incorrect. Illyrio.
Was it Moloch?
Nope.
Darn.
Kim?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. The quote was, "Think of me as your judge, jury, and executioner."
Was it the mayor?
I'm sorry, you're all wrong.
Spike?
What's that?
I'm like, was it Spike?
Nope. It Angelus. Was Principal Snyder.
Oh. Blast that Ferengi.
Damn it.
I was so close.
I believe Illyrio is next.
Yes, I am.
Pick a season.
Four.
Okay. The quote from Hush is, "Thank God we're pretty." Who says this? Yes, I got a quote from Hush.
Xander.
That is incorrect. Kim.
Ooh, I was going to say Xander too.
You don't want to say it again.
No. What happened in Hush again?
Oh, thank God.
Thank God we're pretty. Spike?
No, that's incorrect. Gabby?
Damn it.
So far, the most popular answer Anya? Tonight is...
What was the answer? I didn't hear you.
Anya!
Anya?
Yes.
No, incorrect all around. The answer is Forrest.
Oh, yeah.
Proving that he's gay, of course. Damn it.
All right, I think, Kim, you're up next. Pick a season.
He's one.
Season one is a quote.
Damn it.
Who says this? I actually didn't write down the episode title, but it's a quote. Who says, "The part that gets me, though, is where Buffy is the vampire slayer. She's so little."
Willow?
Sorry, no. Gabby?
Xander?
Nope. Illyria?
It's gotta be Cordy.
No. No, all around. It was Jenny Calendar.
Oh.
I see a pattern here. Can we just say Illyrio wins 2-0?
We have to go through this.
Okay. Wait, who went? Who just went?
Kim went.
Okay. Kim went. Okay, thank you, Gabby.
Yep. Season one, please.
Season one. Ooh, this is kind of a tricky question. What character has the very first line of the entire series? Think way back.
Probably not.
What's that?
I'm like, it's probably not Buffy, or is it? You know what? I'm going with Buffy.
I'm sorry, no.
Okay.
Illyria? Sure.
Well, the very first scene was the guy from CSI New York and Darla, so I think it's going to be Darla.
That's correct.
Yay!
The line was, "Are you sure this is a good idea?"
And we all thought that, you know, geeky guy from CSI New York was going to be the vampire, but it was Darla all along.
I think you have the next question.
Yes, I do. Season two, please.
Season two. Who was in Jealous trying to wake up at the end of season 2?
Well, I know it was a demon in that stone statue. I suppose you want the demon's name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Steve.
Oh.
It was Zaphod Beeblebrox.
That's incorrect.
Damn it! Kim!
I don't know.
Gabby. Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. Kim, you were still guessing?
Achara.
Achara, no.
And I laughed at you because I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago.
It was the demon Akathla.
Oh, Akathla. That's so close!
Yes.
Zaphod was not even close. Plus, it's the wrong number of heads.
I knew I was close.
Kim, I believe you have the next question.
Mm-hmm. Let's do season 2 again.
Season 2. What kind of cooking instrument did Ted tell Xander you had to use in order to get the pizza perfect?
What cooking tool?
Cooking instrument.
Oh. A rolling pin?
I'm sorry, no. I think Gabby?
Spatula?
No. Illyrio?
Those are the top two on my list. I'm going to say...
Oh, can I say... No, I'm wrong.
No, no, you can't. It's my turn now. Let's see. It. A baking pan.
No, any guesses that don't count for points?
A pizza stone?
No, it was a cast iron skillet.
Oh.
Whatever. All right, so.
Because it retains the flavor, as explained in. Latest episode of Fisher Cast.
That's right.
Yes.
Kind of like.
Someone listens to Fisher Cast?
Or not.
Gabby? Gabby went.
No, it's Kim's next. Right?
No, I picked the. It's Gabby's turn.
Gabby's
turn. Oh, okay, so, okay, fine. Season 3.
Season 3. What kind of noise does Giles make when he's angry, according to Willow? Is that your guess?
Yes, that's my.
No.
It's just I make when I'm angry.
I'm looking forward to hearing more of that. But Illyrio.
He makes kind of a clicking noise.
That's right.
Yay.
He makes a clucking noise with his tongue. Yes. All right, Illyrio.
Cheating.
I am not cheating, I swear to God.
4-0, Illyrio. You have the next category.
Season 1, please.
Season 1. What character is particularly upset by spiders in Nightmares?
Xander.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Kim?
Willow.
That's right.
Damn it!
Kim is on the board.
Yes! Damn it, I knew that one! Damn it!
And Kim gets the next question.
I will do season 3.
Season 3. I formulated this question with no personal bias of my own. Who made the dumb move of giving Buffy a Clotto ring?
Who gave Buffy that Clotto ring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Oh.
Someone is on the edge of her seat.
That claw, the ring, it's Angel?
We're talking about season three, remember?
Collada ring. That's the ring that...
Why are you helping her?
Well, I'm sorry.
Says the bitter guy.
Oh, I can't...
Oh, well, I'm sorry, guys. Did you count Kim's first thing as a guess?
No, I'm okay with whatever rules you want to institute. No. I'm not going to be some stick in the mud dick.
Yeah.
No, you keep guessing.
You can. We're back now. It's okay. Go ahead, Gabby.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I'm wrong because I'm in the wrong season. I was like, wait a minute.
I was helping Gabby as well. Yeah.
I can see him. I can see his brown hair, and he's skinny, and he was douchey. Oh!
Now you're helping Illyrio. It's all going the right.
Illyrio knew the answer when you first asked it.
I'm like skinny and douchey, and the only name that I can think of is Parker, but Parker's not right, because Parker's in college. Shit.
Gonna give her a hint?
Yeah.
Because you hate me.
Well, I was gonna give her a hint, the same one I gave Kim. Remember, it's season three.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
I just wanted to be fair.
That's why I was like, I know.
I remember now.
Shit, shit, shit.
Are you gonna give up and let Illyrio take it?
Give it to Illyrio.
We were first introduced to this character in the episode.
Someone is so cheating.
I get the order wrong. It's Scott Hope, but was it Trick, Faith, and Hope, or
Faith, Hope, and Trick?
Faith, Hope, and Trick. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Scott Hope.
Most importantly, being Faith.
Scott Hope. I have my arms in the air. I live on Holt Street. I have to go Street Holt every time I walk home.
Gabby, I believe you're next.
Oh, I knew that.
Damn it. Season 2.
Who made the decision to give Buffy a clatter ring?
The douchey kid with the brown hair. I don't get a half a point for that. Shit. No.
In School Hard.
Oh.
Who does Spike call and Uncle Tom?
Angel.
That's correct.
Hey, yeah. Gabby's on the board.
So it's Illyrio 5, Gabby and Kim, 1 each.
Yes.
Illyrio?
Yes, season 4, please.
Season 4. In The Initiative, what word do Buffy and Riley use to describe each other?
Ooh.
Peculiar.
Oh.
That's right.
Damn.
I couldn't not know this because you know how hard it is to find a song on the iTunes store that has the word peculiar in the title? Very hard.
All right, Kim?
Yes. I will do season number... Let's go retro. Number 1.
Number 1. Who says he's turned into a 16-year-old boy? Of course you have to kill him.
Who says it?
Yep.
That sounds like something that Xander would say. So, Xander.
That's incorrect, Gabby.
Fuck.
Giles?
That is correct. I wonder how Gabby knows this one. Yeah, it's because it's from the pack.
The best episode ever.
right.
Gabby, I believe you're next.
Let's stick with season uno, please.
Last question in season uno.
Ooh.
Who is the first person, besides Giles, that finds out that Buffy is the Slayer?
Willow?
That is incorrect, Illyrio.
I'm going to say Xander.
Well, of course. Yes. All right. I love how it's like the first person doesn't get it, the second person gets it, and then gets to go. This is a nice trend here.
Hey.
Illyrio, season one is shut out.
Two.
Season 2. In Halloween, what TV character does Willow wish Buffy dressed up as?
Oh, God.
Genie from My Dream of Genie.
This is season 2, Willow, not season... Just kidding. But you're incorrect. Kim?
Season...
No, you have to take a guess at the question.
I thought he was right.
No, I was wrong.
I thought he was right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I had a realization.
Someone from Gilligan's Island.
No. Gabby?
Who does Willow wish it?
Wish that Buffy dressed up as.
Because she was dressed up like a princess or Southern Belle, right? Did she wish she dressed as a vampire slayer?
Is that your answer?
Wait, what was the question? What did she wish, the TV character she wished she dressed up as?
Yes. They weren't being meta, I don't think. But if you want to answer that.
Meta world peace.
I don't even know.
Trivia game ever.
The worst contestants ever. I don't know. I wave the white flag.
All right. Illyria, did you say you figured it out? Or
was it from Bewitched?
Nope.
Okay.
Xena.
Oh, because secretly she wanted to be Gabrielle. That's what I remember saying at that point.
Not me.
Oh, Gabrielle.
Xena's girlfriend.
I miss Gabrielle on my TV. Sometimes I think that Khaleesi on Game of Thrones is Gabrielle, but I know she's not.
Okay, I knew that.
let's finish off season 2.
Oh, someone's been keeping track. All right. Counting down the minutes, maybe. Okay. in the episode Innocence,
I don't know what he writes. Okay, keep going.
Thank you. In the episode Innocence, what does Angelus write on the wall in the blood of Jenny's uncle?
Crazy train guy from Ghost.
What does he write on the wall? And this is my favorite episode.
This is your Pat question.
I don't even know.
Don't know? Don't want to take a guess?
I don't know. Pass.
Okay. Gabby?
Was it like, you're gonna die?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Nope.
I believe it said, was it good for you?
Oh, snap!
I will give it to you, Illyrio, even though it was it good for you too?
Thank you, Robin.
But I figured I
appreciate the mercy points.
Mercy points. Okay, so season 2 is done for. So let's see who's next.
Gabby.
Okay.
Go with season 3, please.
Season 3. What did Vampire Willow call Angel in The Wish?
Oh, man. Wow, the only thing that I took away from The Wish was poor now. Which I am, because I'm losing miserably. No, damn. Did she call him a puppy? She calls him a puppy. Her puppy.
That's correct.
Yay, yes, Gabby.
I knew it was not funny or anything like that. I knew something demeaning.
Illyrio.
Yes. Season 4, please.
Season 4. In A New Man, what does Ethan say gets him every time?
Sticking around and gloating gets him every time.
I'll give it to you. It's the stay and gloat.
Stay and gloat.
Season 3, please.
Season 3. In Earshot, Buffy finds out that Giles and Joyce had sex. How many times?
Ugh.
No, you have to really think about it.
Does oral count?
No. Sex.
No, seriously, I need to know this. Wrong podcast.
Four.
That's your answer?
Sure.
No, sorry. Gabby?
5.
No, sorry. Illyrio?
Two times!
That's right.
Fuck this game.
It's Gabby's turn.
Yes.
Season 4, please.
Season 4. In Doomed, there is an earthquake. Why is Buffy especially scared?
Because she died last time there was an earthquake.
Gabby, you are catching up. That's right. Okay. Illyrio?
Yes.
Did you want to put a further gap between you and Gabby?
I don't know, maybe. Okay.
Let's two questions left.
Season 3, please.
Season 3. All right. What three students were almost burned at the stake by the parents in Gingerbread?
That would be Willow, Buffy, and Amy.
That's right.
Whoa.
And Kim, we'll have you finish out this trivia with a question from season 4.
Okay.
Name the fear demon in Fear Itself.
The fear demon?
Yes. Here's a hint, it's season 4.
Scared of puss.
Scared of puss. No. Gabby.
Was his name Joffrey? Because I'm scared shitless.
No, hashtag Team Joffrey. Illyrio?
Eccentrica Galumbus.
No.
Oh.
His name was Gaknar. Fear his name.
Because he is small. Awesome. What's the final tally, Robin?
Gaknar! I can tell you. Gabby has 4, Illyrio has 12, and Kimberly has 1.
Woo! I'm in second place.
What's my prize?
Bragging rights?
Did I not give Illyrio a point? Wait. What? Gabby has what? You said 4. Gabby has 4, you have 1, that's 5.
from Illyrio 24. Illyrio has 12, and we didn't answer a whole bunch. That's right.
There's a bunch that you didn't answer. I was like, a second, I need 24 questions.
Yeah. Ignore me. My prize is I get to play this now. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us on this episode of Potential Cast Trivia. I am your winner, Illyrio.
I'm your loser, Kim.
And I'm your second.
And I'm the a-hole that made the questions.
Yay! Thank you, Robin, for taking the time pull into your already pre-classified file of Buffy trivia questions. Dusting them off and getting them ready for us.
Next time we have a trivia, if we had more notice, then maybe I would be better prepared.
I think next time somebody should make questions for me versus Scott. Because I would take anything. Well, I mean, in trivia.
Sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying over that music.
I'll turn it down again.
You didn't need to.
Robin versus Steph.
Is this better?
Yes.
Robin, can you hear?
Death time, yes. Right?
Yeah, but, you know, maybe an angel or something. Because This is, like, you guys' thing. Buffy.
Yeah.
Buffy!
Redemptioncast.blogspot.com.
No, wrong one.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just giving a plug for my shows.
Well, this is what we thought of the trivia. Let us know what you think. You can call us. 270-40 Buffy. You can send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on the Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. Join the Facebook group.
Why did they make up a category that was called Potent Potentials?
You should have. But then we would have probably figured out what potentials are. And you can follow the Facebook group happenings. Spoiler free. Facebook group found at facebook.com/groups/potentialcast and go to potentialcast.com. Subscribe. Tell your friends.
Yes.
We need more listeners.
I didn't get to see my favorite quote from this episode. I think it was Kimberly going, ugh.
My quote of this episode was Kimberly when she said, fuck this game.
Agreed.
Awesome. All right. Well, do I have a song for the rest of this one? I had fun.
It was fun. I'm not going to lie.
Fun-ass game.
There we go. All right. So,
it was a good game.
Do I want this one? I want this one. I prefer this one. All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back next time with an awesome episode called This Year's Girl. Kim, have you watched it yet?
Nope.
Gabby?
Yes.
Me too. Robin, have you watched it?
Maniacal laugh.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Gerard, namaste.
I've seen you twice in a short time. Only a day since we started. It seems to me, for every time, I'm getting more open-hearted. Your smile.
Okay, there's the payoff.
It's like, all right, we're playing ABBA like, for some.
It's not ABBA. It's the original London cast of Mamma Mia. God, you guys!
I'm sorry, I didn't know there was a distinction.
There's a huge distinction. God, guys.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Yeah.
There it went. Fuck this game.